Hiccup had discovered many uses for the ticking thing. One arrow seemed to tell the time. Another always pointed north, which was extremely useful if you were lost. And since it was quite a changeable day, with the prospect of this strong easterly wind blowing you off course, Hiccup thought it might be handy on this occasion. The ticking thing was waterproof too. Hiccup's only worry was that he was going to lose it, so he had attached it to his wrist with a long piece of rope and then tucked it into his waistcoat pocket.
"Excellent," said Old Wrinkly. "Hand it to me for a moment."
Hiccup took the ticking thing out from his pocket. Old Wrinkly opened the back of it and began to fiddle with some of the little buttons inside.
"Now, Hiccup," said Old Wrinkly, "I haven't got time to explain, but you have to return to this beach within 3 months, 5 days and 6 hours. Do you understand me?"
3 months, 5 days and 6 hours? Gasped Hiccup. "What are you talking about? I'm not going to last more than 15 minutes out there."
"I've set the alarm for you," said Old Wrinkly,
putting the ticking thing back into Hiccup's waistcoat pocket.
"When you have less than 6 hours left, it will start to tick louder, and if the alarm goes off, well, then you'll know you are too late. Don't be late now. Hiccup, will you? I'm counting on you, boy."
And Old Wrinkly hurried off to the judge's table, with Hiccup staring after him with his mouth open.
"Mad as a banana," said Hiccup.
All the competitors were crowded at the start line, drawn in the sand 20 metres from the sea, chatting with each other. Big-boobied Bertha, the chief of the bog burglar tribe, was slapping blubberwing fat onto her arms, her gigantic boobies flapping so buoyantly and joyously in the wind that it looked as if any second they might carry her up into the sky like a couple of hot air balloons. Bertha had a foghorn voice with a kind of carrying quality that could be heard several islands away. She was telling everyone within a 2-mile radius that she was Bertha the Unsinkable, the archipelago swimming champion, and that everybody else might as well go home right now. The murderous tribe were passing their swords and axes and spears and hammers from hand to hand in a thoughtful fashion. They reminded Hiccup uncomfortably of a load of hairy cannibals waiting for their dinner. Mad Guts the Murderous, the head of the murderous tribe, stood with his arm muscles rippling menacingly. Even with a brisk wind blowing, he was reeking like a 3-week-old seal corpse. He was a stinking 7-foot giant with unattractive blue-black skull tattoos covering his cheekbones. One of the most terrifying things about Mad Guts was that he never spoke. Nobody quite knew why. Some say he lost his tongue wrestling a storm dragon with his bare hands. Others said it was merely a nasty cold caught when a small baby. Who knew the reason? But he had never been known to do more than grunt. His repulsive assistant Gumboil, an unpleasant little pimple of a man, did all the speaking for him.